Hey there, I'm going to share with you four things that microdosing magic mushrooms, psilocybin magic mushrooms, have absolutely helped me with. And the fourth one is definitely measurable, so I'll share that with you. And just remember, this is not to be taken as medical advice, friend talking to friend. I am Dr. Dave, and let's get right into it. So the first thing is anxiety. I've been microdosing magic mushrooms now for just about a year as I'm recording this, and there's no question about it that it's helped my anxiety. I used to wake up almost every day with some type of, I guess the best way to describe it is an anxious feeling. I just kind of feel revved up a little bit. It's hard to describe, but those of you that have anxiety can totally identify with that, I'm sure. And oftentimes, maybe several times per week, I have to take a little bit of Valium, a little bit of diazepam to kind of just subdue or mitigate that anxious feeling. Since I've been microdosing, it's really uncommon that I have an anxious feeling at all now, and I never have to use diazepam or any kind of benzodiazepines. Just basically never have to use them. So I'd say that's pretty certain that the magic mushrooms have helped me with anxiety. Along with anxiety, depression. Now, I am on Lexapro, and I've made this very clear. I'm very transparent about it. I've been on Lexapro for about, a year and a half, something like that. And I've stuck with it, even with the microdosing, because if something works for me, it's not about like saying, well, I'm not doing this or I'm doing this. It's how I feel every single day. And if this combination is working really well for me, I'm okay with that. So my depression is pretty much gone. I mean, there are sometimes, some days that I feel a little bit off. But again, the improvement is so great that I will take it. So I would say depression is the second thing that magic mushrooms helped me with. The third thing is insomnia. I had a tough time sometimes getting to sleep, and then if I wake up in the middle of the night, it would be almost impossible to get back to sleep. I am not living with that problem anymore. That problem is pretty much gone away. So that's number three. And number four, which is absolutely measurable, and there's no debate. I mean, you could say, well, you're imagining that your depression or anxiety or even you're imagining that's gone away. And I would be, it's hard to prove because, again, it's all subjective. But this last one, number four, is not subjective at all. I can prove it with numbers. My blood pressure. My blood pressure has totally gone down. Back to normal. I was on blood pressure medication again, I've been microdosing for about a year. So when I first started microdosing, I was on blood pressure medication and two different types of blood pressure medication. Over the course of a year, and probably about 3 or 4 months into the microdosing. It doesn't happen overnight, but about 3 or 4 months into the microdosing, I was actually able to wean off my blood pressure medication. How did I know this? Because my blood pressure started getting too low with blood pressure medication. That's a dangerous thing. You don't want your blood pressure getting back to normal, but you're on blood pressure medication still, so it's really, really super low, and you feel, you know, dizzy when you stand up, or your fingers start tingling. No, since I started microdosing and got off my blood pressure medication, I basically don't have any blood pressure problems. Now, I will say this, taking one blood pressure reading is not an indication of your blood pressure. Your blood pressure fluctuates all the time, during the day, during the night. It's up and down and up and down. So you need to get an average. Now, it is possible when I wake up in the morning, sometimes for some reason, because of my circadian rhythm, my blood pressure is up a little bit. So let's say in the morning, it would not be totally unusual for me to take my blood pressure, and it could be something like 140 over 80. That sounds like the 140 sounds pretty high, but then when I relax and take it again, it's easily 120 over 80 or 120 over 70. And during the course of the day, oftentimes it goes down to, you know, 120 over 70 or 120 over 68. So never get alarmed with one reading. And one reading is certainly not enough to put yourself or get on high blood pressure medication. You really need to take your blood pressure often, many times during the day, over a 24-hour period or even over a 48-hour period to find out what your true blood pressure is, which is an average of your blood pressure readings during the course of the day and night. So I hope that helps you a lot. There's no question that this microdosing has been helping me, and throw in an occasional larger dose. And I'm actually thinking about doing a true macro at some point, talking to some friends and some colleagues about this. When I do, of course, I'll report to you on that. But in the meantime, the microdosing has really, really helped me with these four things and likely more, which I'll go into in another video at another time. But there's no question there's more that it's helped me with as well. Hope I wasn't rambling too much on this one. I don't think I was, but maybe I was. In the meantime, anyway, great having you here. I really appreciate you. Talk to you soon. I'm Dr. Dave.